Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm at the BDNY show in New York at the Javits Center, and I'm with Charlie Knight, the Vice President of Segment Sales.
That's right.
Charlie, how you doing?
I'm very well, thanks. Nice to see you, Kemp.
Good to talk to you. So, just got here. I want to catch up on what's going on in the hospitality market. Walk in your space, and it's very attractive, and we're seeing a lot of different surfaces here. I'm seeing, you can't tell this, but you've just told me it's modular carpet that's showing the industry that you can do corridors. And then you have what you've been known for now, the ability to put LVT and a rug. It transitions from one into the other, so you're not selling two floors. You're showing that. Tell us, if you would, what some of the trends are.
Well, specifically in this booth, to your point, we're trying to just continue our path forward in the lodging industry. When Interface got into the LVT business, it acted as a catalyst for us to take it ourselves into new places in the market. We've really had some great success into penetrating upper upscale, but it's been more specifically in the guest rooms. And so, to your point, what we've tried to build in this booth is a really high-end aesthetic that's been proven out. We've gotten amazing feedback around what the booth looks like. And then beautiful monolithic corridors that are comprised of our modular system carpet tile. And then we've kind of created more of a lounge area in the middle with our inset rugs. And I think that, you know, what you're seeing in the industry is just this, in this lounge area, kind of more residential. There are a lot of residential influences going into hospitality design at the moment. Still a lot of different surfaces, a lot of different textures. I think it's interesting. The lounge space that we has here looks much like what you would find in the hotel that I'm staying at here in New York City, except this may be a little nicer. In public spaces and hotels, kind of from day to night, different uses of that public space. You know, this industry continues to evolve. With the continued influx of new brands that these hotel companies are putting out and trying to differentiate from one brand to another, even under the same portfolio, they've got to get, you know, super specific on who their customer is. We're just trying to do our piece to contribute to that.
There's no secret that this is a custom business. You've got to give the property owner, the brand, kind of what they're looking for. Tell us what they're asking you for when they come to you. Is, you know, not only from the design perspective, but also from a surface type.
Honestly, it is all over the board. We're doing some really interesting kind of far out projects where people want to be on the very front end of a trend. And then we've got stuff that, you know, looks like it was designed in 1990, and that stuff still sells. And so it's kind of all over the board. It is custom. I think that's one of the things that we're trying to demonstrate here. This Luxierge platform that we are talking about at this show is about that. It's about our desire and intent. It's not a product. It's kind of more of a promise to collaborate with the designer and their client on what their vision is, and to see our promise to see that vision fully realized. And man, it's all over the place right now. And I think the fun thing is for us, with our modular system approach, they're finding that we're super flexible and can meet just about every aesthetic out there.
Well, most people know Interface and kind of know where you play in the games. I mean, you're on the better and good category of brands,
sure.
Right?
Yeah, we are. I mean, I think that if you were to look at our business, the Interface brand, a premium brand, arguably one of the most valuable brands in the interiors industry. Our recent acquisition of Nora, another premium brand, performance-oriented brand. You know, we work hard to guard that kind of stature. And I think a lot of it, too, is people understand what we're about. I mean, as you know, we just claimed victory on Mission Zero, 25-year journey. And so having the metrics to prove that out is awesome. And the newest conversation that we're taking on to try to take to the world around carbon and climate change and being a catalyst in the world to help go solve that problem. I think that's one of the reasons our brand kind of is where it is, because people have a lot of respect for what it is that we want to try to do in the world, which is certainly meet customers' requirements, but we're trying to change it for the better.
Well, your role has changed. You used to focus in this business, and now, as I mentioned at the introduction, you've got all the sectors. So is this, when you start looking at Interface, is hospitality the number two sector after our office?
I wouldn't say that necessarily. I mean, we look at each vertical as an opportunity unto itself. I will tell you that hospitality is really important to Interface. Several years ago, it was a place where we really didn't scratch the surface, and now we have a really robust business there. But I would say with the acquisition of Nora, you know, that has taken us to really probably start to give a little more attention to healthcare. We see it as a huge opportunity, and we see the suite of products that we have now with Nora, rubber sheet and tile, and then, you know, LVT and all of our different modular carpet products. You know, a great suite of solutions in the healthcare market as well. So, you know, we look at each vertical for the opportunity that each vertical has, and then where we can cross over and kill two birds with one stone, we do that.
Well, as I mentioned at the beginning, this is a gorgeous space. You've got these tapestries on the walls. Who helps you pull all this together?
The products have been designed by Fiona Westmoreland. Cindy Kaufman is our director of marketing. Angelina Gyro is the creative person behind all the booth design and the way that it's accessorized. It's funny you ask that, because this booth has been super provocative. People have walked by and want to take pictures.
Tell me one last question. Yes, what is the balance of hard to soft that you're seeing in rooms now when you start talking about hospitality?
Well, I will tell you that our business is growing much more rapidly in resilient than it is in carpet. We've replaced a lot. So for us, in the mid-market, it's still a lot of carpet. We're doing a lot of resilient with certain brand standards. But in the upper upscale market, it's mostly resilient. I wouldn't put a percentage on it. But, you know, if you go into any number of upper upscale brands and you walk in, you're going to see an LVT floor with a rug. And so, you know, you're looking at probably 20 or 30% of the floor is soft there.
Now, one more quick question about brands. These big five and six brand owners, they keep coming out with new brands. There's new brands coming out now, right?
There are. I mean, you've got Hilton next door here in their booth, and they've got 15 or 16 or 17 trade brands. Marriott has over 30 trade brands. They did that largely with their acquisition of Starwood, obviously. If you're for one of those hotel development companies, they have to work really hard to differentiate from brand to brand. To do that, you've got to get really granular on who your customer is, yeah. Right? I mean, I think it's an exciting time. It's a challenging time. There's a lot of opportunity for companies like ours out there to go understand what they're trying to accomplish out there and all this and this landscape. Because the landscape, to your point, looks really different than it did 10, 15 years ago.
Well, I went into the new Moxie in Chattanooga, and that's a warehouse floor. I guess some people want that. Yeah, that's no floor.
Concrete. We're seeing that in the corporate market, too. I mean, it's interesting. And I think the thing that's great about that is I know the developer of that project. Great guy. It's interesting. If you were to look at what he started with, where his hotel development roots come from, Moxie looks nothing like what he started doing years and years ago. So the hotel business is evolving rapidly, and it's pretty exciting.
Okay, great, Charles. Good to visit with you again. Been talking to Charlie Knight, Vice President of Market Segment Sales for Interface. And you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.